This is a historic day. Psychologically speaking, this is an important day, especially for the rebels who Gaddafi said would never be able to break his spirit, would never be able to take the city. But they have taken Bab al-Azizia. Gaddafi's compound. And you can see now some of the press coming out. So clearly they have it. Clearly they have taken this over. And clearly there is extreme excitement here in Tripoli. This honestly is the nicest part of the city. You're seeing these large, very nicely painted. Let's pull back because I'm getting hit by some of the shells.
I was sitting on the steps and I was on the phone and the steps were actually moving. And I was like, what's going on? And then I looked down and the ground was moving. And then I called my girlfriend on the phone and she said it was an earthquake in D.C. and then it might be just aftershock. She said it was just a mini one, but the whole ground was moving. It was scary. And then they just started evacuating everybody. And it was crazy. Like, you see it out here. Like, it's crazy. The whole steps, like, right there down in the crack, everything was just moving. And I was just like, it's kind of scary. So, especially after, 9/11 is coming so close. So I think everybody is, like, on edge a little bit.
We are gratified. We believe that it is fair to say there was a collective rush to judgment, not only by law enforcement, but also by the media.
District Attorney Vance has abandoned an innocent woman and has denied an innocent woman a right to get justice in a rape case.